This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the 50 funniest moments in movie history, at least according to the men's magazine Maxim. First, though, in October, when a starving 19-year-old from Collingswood, New Jersey, was found rooting through his neighbor's trash for food, it was a further embarrassment for the state's agency charged with supervising foster care. That agency vowed major changes, including a push to hire new caseworkers. But given the risks and stresses of the work of overseeing the care of foster kids, who would want the job? Day to Day's Mike Pesca has this report.
Before the Collingswood case, New Jersey's Division of Youth and Family Services was the subject of a scathing report overseen by the dean of the School of Social Work at the University of Pennsylvania. The report stated, "The Dyfus picture is not just bleak, it's one of chaos and tragedy." Those findings grew out of a lawsuit filed by the group Children's Rights, which led to an overhaul of Dyfus. Eric Thompson is senior staff attorney for Children's Rights, and he says the workers at Dyfus feel the costs of a broken system every day.
Currently, with the caseloads as high as they are and the lack of resources and support, the people working for Dyfus have an impossible job.
The Child Welfare League of America has recommended that caseworkers handle no more than 15 to 17 children at a time. Dyfus caseloads are more than double that, which Eric Thompson says turns the caseworker's job into sheer triage.
Unfortunately, now the statewide average in New Jersey is above 40 children per caseworker, with some caseworkers handling over 100 children.
Is it possible to do a job effectively at 40?
No, and the workers who are trying to keep up with the work are simply burning out. This is exactly how children fall through the cracks.
Carla Katz is the president of the union, which represents the Dyfus employees fired in the Collingswood case.
These jobs are not well paid. They start at around $37,000, and it requires a college education. And they are very, very difficult just because the caseloads are too high and there's just not enough other people willing to come and take the jobs. They say that they hired 167 caseworker trainees between June and October of this year, but 90 trainees left their job in that same time period.
Part of the problem is that prosecutors in New Jersey are still talking about bringing criminal charges against the caseworkers. But the day-in, day-out tasks are also daunting, according to William Waldman, who from 1992 through 1998 was the commissioner of New Jersey's Department of Human Services, which oversees Dyfus.
This job in child welfare is probably one of the most demanding that there is in the profession. From this way, it's involuntary. I've been a social worker a lot of years, and I've had worked with senior citizens and the disabled. People are always glad to see me. A child welfare worker, when they knock on the door and say we have an allegation of abuse and neglect, people aren't glad to see them.
And yet, there are still people who are drawn to the field. It's not the money, not the benefits. When people talk about their motivation, one phrase seems to always pop up.
People go into social work because they care. They want to make a difference.
That's Mary Edna Davidson, dean of the School of Social Work at Rutgers University, New Jersey State College. Making a difference is what motivates hundreds of students to apply to Rutgers. More than half are turned away from the master's program, so rigorous are the admission requirements. Joseph Palladino is one of the students who got in. And talking to him is like talking to a gung-ho police academy recruit, or any true believer entering the clergy, military, or teaching. For him, going into social work really isn't a choice.
I think when it comes to directly helping people who really need it, I mean, this is the front line of it. You know what I mean? Like, it's a kind of like a weird thing. I guess this is just my calling. I kind of believe in stuff like that.
The Collingswood children are more than a news story to Palladino and his classmates. They're case studies.
What we'll kind of do is just really, to ourselves, we'll try to apply it to what we're learning and just kind of dissect it. What did they do right, what didn't they? You know what I mean? That's what we'll do. We won't go like, oh my God, this is so terrible. You know, like, just the fact that there's families out there, you know, like you see in the news, just the fact that there's families out there like that and people are in these situations, you know, I mean, that's why I want to do this.
Studies show that caseworkers with master's degrees make better decisions in the field than caseworkers without postgraduate training. That's not surprising considering that the training period for a new caseworker is 21 days, while you need 600 hours of field work in addition to classroom work to get a master's. But Dyfus, because of its budget and pressing need for new hires, is forced to think of a master's degree as a luxury it can't mandate. Because of the lawsuit with Children's Rights, Dyfus now has money to hire hundreds of new staff members. Last month, Dyfus said they wanted 90 new workers by December 1st. A DIFAS spokesman would not confirm if the goal will be met by Monday, saying only that the recruitment process is going well. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.